their model so that I have it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, the 19th of May. No. Sorry about that. We'll try this again. Praise the Lord. Welcome to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, April 19th of 2022. Oh, there we are. April 19th. May, that was more of an I wish, I think, because of the cold weather we've had. And here's how you know that April's been kind of cold. You know, April's been kind of cold when I myself have a cold, because usually you don't think of mid to late April normally as a time that lots of people have colds. But me and someone else that I know of have this cold thing. This other person that I know of is still struggling with a bit of the coughing and that, like 5 days later. Still. And so the good news is that we do have a little bit of a warm spell coming up here in Michigan and in many points south. The bad news for us, though, is that it's only for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. But once you leave this part of Michigan, the chances of it being sunny increase for both Saturday and Sunday. For places like further south, like far southern, that state to the south, as well as Indiana and Kentucky, for places like that, it shows a third day of 70s on up. And then for places like Tennessee, goes to even more days, and it arrives a day earlier. So, don't know what needs to happen, but to get that front to stay up here more north for a little bit longer. I wish it would, because we need it. I'm not just saying that because of some cold. I'm saying that because I think we need it. We need some sunshine, and it's time for it. And folks, believe it or not, but it's true. The idea that the South and places like the South tend to get more sunshine than we do, I don't know if you've noticed that or if you've seen it even online, but that has been even more pronounced this year than normal. Have you heard that too? Like that down south, even in places like Tennessee and Georgia, this year they haven't been just a little more sunny than Michigan, but a lot more. You saw that too?
I saw, and even in Florida, there's been some questionable weather. Definitely on the colder side.
That was, much of that was earlier on in like January though. Much of that was earlier on in like January though. Many of you listeners, those of you who were tuning in like a month ago, month and a half ago when I got back from Florida, you might or might not remember that I told y'all, okay, most of mainland Florida, where most of the people live, aren't really that southern, but I like to think that it is. I wish it was more southern, but if you see what I did there, the y'all thing. I think more so Pensacola and Jacksonville would see where I was coming from, but more like Tampa, Miami, Orlando, not so much. But anyhow, you listeners might remember that when I was there, of the 6 full days that I was in Florida, I had to take both Thursdays out because the first Thursday I didn't get there until 12 noon because of flying, of course. The second Thursday I left at like 4 a.m. Of the 6 full days, 4 of them were in the 80s and higher. No, not higher, but 4 of them were in the 80s, 4 of them. It would stay in the 80s for another week after I left, another week or so. Maybe it's 5 days or so after I had left. I want to remind you of something real quick. I want to let you know something real quick. My mom, who was supposed to fly out to Honduras, she is still going to Honduras, by the way, but just her flight had gotten canceled as of yesterday. However, she has to be to the airport, DTW Airport, Detroit, in order to fly out by 3:30 a.m. 3:30 a.m. She has to leave she has to be to the airport. We had to be there at 4 when we flew out of Florida. But we had to be to TPA at 4 a.m. Because they live about an hour away from the airport, they have to leave at 2:30. So that thing that I had to do, it's earlier by an hour. I don't know which I'd rather have, though. Keep in mind this is an international flight, so that means, of course, more screening. That's part of why it's so early. I am very sure of that. I am very sure. Now it's great that my mom gets to go, and that I'm still grateful for that. And another great thing to tell you. That mask mandate that we have been dealing with since January of 21, most of your airlines, pretty much basically all of your airlines here in America were making customers wear masks since the previous March or April of 2020, but as of January of 2021, that had went federal. The Biden administration, as of about a week ago, had made the decision to keep the mandate in place for another 2 weeks. And by the way, this also included buses, trains, other modes of transportation. In fact, I even had to wear a mask on a Flint bus, a Flint MTA bus from Flint to Great Lakes Crossing. But I have some good news. Boy, that mandate was struck down by a Trump-appointed federal judge from the Tampa, Florida area. They basically said that, you know, many Americans, you know, have an interest of, you know, trying, you know, combating COVID and what have you. But they said that thing was, had like too much scope to it. It had too much, you know, and the fact that it just kept dragging on and on and on. They said that it was overreach. They said that it was, that judge did. I forget her name, but I thank God for her. There are multiple videos that were on TikTok and Twitter and I'm sure some on YouTube and Facebook as well, where people were being announced to in airports as well as on airplanes that they didn't have to wear masks anymore. And there were people cheering and clapping and what have you. Some of these people were cheering and clapping. I wonder, were they standing up at all? Or were they just being sheep? Or were they maybe not necessarily strictly by trying to just be sheep, but maybe they were like, maybe they were just doing the thing of, I'm going to wear a mask I'm going to wear the face diaper because if I don't wear the face diaper, I will be told that I can't be here. Like, I can't shop here. Or I can't stay in this airport to wait for my plane. Or be in this MTA center to wait for my bus or train. Or what have you. And so I hope these people who were cheering on these videos, I saw three of these videos myself. I hope these people who were cheering were actually people who were standing up. And in some of these areas, I wish that less people were wearing masks. And I get it, to each their own, but I don't want people, tons of people, to just think, oh, to just make wearing masks, you know, anywhere and everywhere, than they're normal. Because guess what? When I flew to Florida, even then, when you wear a mask, in a way, it hides your identity almost to a way, doesn't it? It makes it so that they might not clearly be able to see who you are. Like they can see it maybe, but it's masked. So if you, and you'll see in cases where people wear masks in order to commit crimes. And so I'm grateful about that we don't have to wear the masks anymore. And, and then another real cool thing I want to tell you about. Now, this is real cool. I love this. There is there are multiple countries. I'm about to tell you about this. Multiple countries where there are listeners, over 20 listeners per country. Now, I'm going to ask Preacher Man about this to make sure this is accurate. But my mama texted me something. She had told me over the phone that there was a list of countries. I'm going to have to ask Preacher Man about this to verify that this is correct, that it's 20 listeners at least per country. But apparently there are 20 per listener, 20 listeners per country in each of these countries. Of course, the United States, Canada, people in France, Germany, and South Korea, United Arab Emirates, Serbia, UK, and a few others. Hungary. And then yeah, still a few others, but I'm so grateful to God for that. Like, oh, Switzerland's another one. That's 10. I know there was a couple more. But on average, that means that on average, it's a minimum of like 240 listeners just between these countries, assuming that it's that minimum of 20. So that means it's a minimum of 240. Minimum. It's great that people are hearing this. And so it's something that I thank God for, that people are tuning in, wanting to hear the Word of God, that people are, you know, enjoying the worship. And by the way, I think it's best, listeners, that I don't sing tonight, but I promise you, I'm really going to try to get back to the singing tomorrow night. I really want to. I love doing it. And you know, sometimes I just love to come on here and just take us back to church. And you say, what do you mean when you say take us back to church? Like some of these songs that we used to sing like 20 years ago and even further back than that, along with some, you know, contemporary songs. And so I love it that we have all these listeners tuning in from all these different places. And I'm sure that we have people tuning in from all these other countries, from countries on other continents, even though it's because I recall 2 years ago hearing that there were people listening in Australia / Oceania, and South America, and Africa. So I'm sure that there are quite possibly still people tuning in from all these different continents, but maybe just not 20 people per country. But it's so good to know this, that all these people are tuning in, that all these people are hungry, all these people are wanting to hear the Word of God. And I thank God for that. I really do. It's not something that I'm sitting here taking lightly, because I mean for people to hear the Word. I want people to hear the Word of God. I do. And it's good to know that we're reaching them. But I continue to believe God for more and more and more, and more and more and more countries. I want to see Mexico on that list. I want to see Honduras on that list. Hey, I'd like to see China on that list, Russia. I don't know if people can hear me in Russia right now or not, but maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But by the way, keep Russia and Ukraine and your prayers, please. It's still an ongoing thing. And the reason I don't really ever talk about this on my show is it's a lot of what's been going on has been so negative, and I try to be positive on here. And that's why I had so many great things to tell you about in the last few minutes, is because it's good to know that there are great things going on, because even with the mask mandate, I can guarantee you that that there were probably some liberals calling into some of these different radio programs or TV programs, or, you know, maybe people, the experts that they were having, you know, on MSDNC or MSLSD or whatever you want to call it, MSNBC, ABC is a fake news, the constant negative news, CBS, or should actually be CCN, constant cow manure. You say, why would you call them that? Because it's so much fake news. Junk. There was a time when a lot of these used to be neutral. There was. Maybe not NBC or MSNBC, but most of the other ones. One point CBS was very neutral. But Fox News, they used to be really good, but I don't know what on earth happened to them. Now at times it's fake news, F-A-X-E. But I'm sure some of them, when they were doing their thing the way they do it now, you know, they don't just give you the news. They often have these panel people, and they'll ask you, what do you think about this? Well, like, they'll ask these different experts, or people that claim to be experts, what do you think about this? What do you expect will happen? Well, I expect with the mask thing that here's what will happen. I didn't watch those newscasts. I'm just telling you what I think would have happened. I looked at my thing on Breitbart, and so real quick before we get into the word, by the way, tonight what I want to do is for our time in the word is I want to look at Luke's account of the resurrection and ascension, because we just came out of Easter on Sunday. And he is risen. He still is risen. I know it's 2 days old, but still. We thank God for the resurrection all year long. Just like we say at Christmas, that all year long we're thankful that he was born. But in both cases, it's not just limited to a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Because in the latter part of the year, especially the last month and a half, people are always looking forward to a certain holiday. Like, I'm just going to say something real quick. Ask Shannon about this. She worked in retail before. So you might have noticed, some people might have noticed, listeners, maybe some of you might have noticed, but they'll put up Easter stuff after Valentine's Day. But until 2 weeks before Easter, you never hear it talked about. Oh, but then come early November, many of us in many parts of America might notice this. You probably have too, Shannon. There are many places where, like, on the first day of November, or the sixth day of November, or the seventh day of November, stations turn on their Christmas music. You've seen that before, right? Like, on, like, the seventh day of November, sometimes even the first, they'll turn on the Christmas music. And they do, Shannon, don't they? Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
And then you see, and then even in early November, sometimes even late October, you see these commercials for these Christmas sales and about go here, go to this website, go to that store. Oh, it's, by the way, it's this much percent off. Get guaranteed, get it by Christmas. Oh, sometimes some of these are on. You don't just see those things after Black Friday anymore. There was a time where those commercials were specifically reserved for, like, the week before Black Friday at the earliest. You know, 15 years ago, these things of, you would see them on TV that would say, we guarantee that you'll get it by Christmas. You wouldn't see those commercials until after Black Friday was there and gone, right? Do you feel like those commercials were basically reserved not to start until, like, what would you say, December 1st? No, December 5th, December 7th?
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Maybe December 1st, thereabout. Kind of depending on when Thanksgiving was. Like usually they went to those right after Black Friday. Like order online now, guaranteed to have it by Christmas. But with Easter stuff, you never see anything go up until, like, anything really advertised for it until, like, 2 weeks prior. But just that to say, you know, we're thankful for that all year long in both cases. But nonetheless, that's what I'm going to teach on tonight is the Luke's account of. And what happened, by the way, on that road to Emmaus? And because yesterday you had the thing with Thomas when it came to the resurrection. Tonight, we'll see what else. So, real quick, before we get into that, like I said, I am foregoing the singing tonight. I really wanted to, but I just figured I thought I'd just give my not really sing tonight. So I'll do it. Promise though, tomorrow night will be back on it. Real quick though, I want to encourage you, please go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is Rivers with an I, not a Y. Riversofmiracles.com. Rivers as in water. You can find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles, the story of my life, how faithful God has been. And God hasn't given up on me. I haven't given up on him. Why should I give up on him? I'm not going to. Well, I haven't given up on him yet, and I sure don't plan to. In other words, I'm not going to. But you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book and how you can let that book be a blessing unto your life. Praise God. The other thing I want to mention to you real quick is sowing a seed under the Miracle Man program. By the way, listeners, those of you listening in all these other countries, hola, hello, you know, however you say hello in all these other languages, as we have people listening in the United Arab Emirates and Germany and Switzerland and these other places. But you can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed. If this has been a blessing in your life at all, which I pray to God it has been. Obviously, in my mind at least, if you keep tuning in night after night, honestly, what that would show me is that you're liking it. And so I would encourage you, why not sow a seed into the Miracle Man program? It helps keep us going. And a question I would ask, what do you believe in God for? Sometimes when you believe in God for something, it's great to sow a seed for it. Maybe you're believing for yourself to be healed of, yourself or someone you know to be healed of a disease. And you could write that down. I'm sowing this seed into good ground, believing God for healing. Or you're believing for a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter to come home or whatever you can say, I'm believing God for this wayward prodigal to come home. Back to God. Praise God. And so you can just sow that seed, believe in God. And I'll be believing God. I'll be believing God with you. Whenever you sow your seed and I get notification that you've sown a seed, I thank God for that seed. Now the instructions, specific instructions. You go to paypal.com. In the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-R-Y-V, as in Victor, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. I want you to please keep a couple things in mind. Please keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla are both capitalized. It's important that you notice that. The other thing that I want you to make a note of is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. I'm not trying to make this sound petty, but I just want to make sure that this, that if you're sowing a seed, that it goes to the right place. Amen. The verse that I want to sow into your life tonight is where it says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health. Amen. I put that amen in there. The Bible did. I put the amen in there. I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So how's your soul doing? You walking in love toward one another? With your husband, with your wife, with your kids, with your boss? Walking in love? Or you want to stab them and go after them? If you have if they've done something against you, are you willing to forgive them or not? So, in order to have the benefits, you got to be walking in love and forgiveness. Even if it's someone you don't like necessarily, you don't have to like everybody. Obviously, I don't like everybody. Everybody has someone they don't necessarily like. But you got to love them even if you don't like them. Oh, all right. So God bless as you sow your seed tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this time in your word tonight. And we honor you and worship you. We thank you for what you are to us, for who you are to us. You are the great I am. You are the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord God, that you bless this time in your word tonight as we look to learn more about you, to walk in your ways. That we could be more like you and to have less of ourselves, more of you. And I just thank you, Lord God, for every one of these listeners who has tuned in. And I just thank you, Master, that you reveal to yourself to each and every one of these listeners. And I know already that you know more of what these listeners are believing you for than what I know. You know more than I know. And I thank you that whatever it is that they're believing for from you, that they will receive that tonight. And whether they need healing in their body, healing in their mind, whatever it is they're believing you for, finances, whatever it is, that you just heal them, strengthen them tonight. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that this evening. Thank you that you use me to deliver this word tonight. And that these listeners have eyes to see and ears to hear, and minds ready to comprehend and focus, and that they're ready to concentrate on your word tonight. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. 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 Go with me, please, if you would, to the book of Luke, chapter 24. Amen, Luke 24. We're going to be talking about the resurrection based on Luke's account. Because I like the way Luke talks about it, about the road to Emmaus and all the different things that happened there. Based on this account. So look with me, please, if you would, at Luke 24. And I am going to begin as is commonplace with me, at verse 1. On the first day of the week, that's Sunday morning, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices that they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." I'm so glad that he has risen. Remember how he told you? While he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men. He will be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all of the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women. Uh-oh. Why didn't they believe the women? Because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves. And he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Now, this is the road to Emmaus. Now, that same day, two of them, were going to a village that was called Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened as they walked and discussed these things with each other. Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem? You do not know the things that have happened there in these days." "What things?" he asked. About Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed, died before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death. And they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was one who was going to redeem Israel. What is more, it is the third day since all of this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found that it was as the woman had said. But him they did not see. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that these prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? In the beginning, Moses and all the prophets explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village where they were going, Jesus acted as if he was going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their presence. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There, they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking that they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" Verse 42, they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you when I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." They had opened their minds so they could understand the scripture. He told them, "This is what I write. That Christ will suffer and will rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations." All nations. Beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. When he had led them to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Wow. So, you think about this, folks. So, Jesus appears first to all those different ladies. The Marys and Joanna and all them. And then but at first they can't believe. They can't believe that it's him. And then he tells those ladies on that road to Emmaus. He tells those ladies how foolish you are. You're slow to realize. That's what he tells them. After that, he goes to, he goes in with them to stay the night. The next day, they go to find the disciples, and all those disciples are there, and they... He shows them his hands and his feet, like where the nail marks were and all that. At first, they wouldn't believe because they were so overjoyed, but also they were afraid. And they thought it was a ghost. They didn't think it was Jesus. They thought it was a ghost. And I don't mean Casper either. But he thought, they thought, because a ghost doesn't have flesh and blood. Unlike Jesus, who does have flesh and blood. And so they were all afraid, thinking one thing, that it was a ghost. And then they're like, oh, it's Jesus. And he's talking to them and telling them, you know, peace be with you. And he's explaining, you know, how it was when he was, when different things about when he was with the disciples. And he's like, well, I told you what was going to happen. And he's like, don't you remember when I told you guys what was going to happen while I was still with you, that the Son of Man would suffer, that he would, you know, that he would suffer on the cross, that he would die, and then 3 days later he'd be raised to life again. And that was already prophesied, that that's what would happen to him. Including, you know, in all those different, a couple different times in the Old Testament. And so, they saw some things. And so they believed after that. And then he goes with them a little bit farther. Then he raises up his hands to bless them. With the ascension, he raises up his hands to bless them. And then while he's blessing them, he raises up his hands. And now as he talks, up he goes. As he talks, up he goes. And at that point, he's not saying, well, I wish I had a donut machine to give unto you. I wish I had a... At this point, he's happy they believe. And he's not saying, I wish this, I wish that. Maybe he... You know. But anyhow, that road to Emmaus is a powerful point because he's asking, you know, on the way to Emmaus, Jesus decides to walk with them. And he's like, what are you guys talking about here on the road? And then, because he can tell they're talking. Furthermore, you know, the Lord knows everything. He even knew that Peter was going to deny Jesus 3 times. I don't think he just denied him because it was cold. I mean, if I was at a football game, I'm trying to watch the game, and someone came up to me. I'm sitting there at this ball game. What do you want to talk about? You know, high school, or maybe let's say I was at like if I was at a Michigan or Michigan State game, or maybe if I was at a Lions game, and someone was like, "Hey, you know so and so," and it's this person that is like. Maybe some of that not too many people know about, and you're so busy paying attention. Wouldn't it be so easy to say, no, I don't know him, just in order to get that person to leave you alone? Wouldn't it be so easy to just say, well, I don't know him, even though you do? Like when you're in the middle of doing something, wouldn't you almost be tempted to do that, to just say, I don't know him? Wouldn't it be tempted to do that, Shannon, just to get him to leave you alone? Like, I don't know him. Well, they'd be like, well, I thought for sure I saw you with him. Nope. But that's what Peter did. Well, he's not, but as we saw in John last night, after what had happened later, Peter was later reinstated by Jesus. Because obviously he had repented and was very sorry about what he had done. Judas, on the other hand, now he repented for who he sinned with, to who he sinned with. He did not repent for who he sinned against. That's a whole different thing. You're supposed to repent to who you sinned against, not just who you sinned with. Because Judas literally had two different sets of friends. Literally. Judas was the one that betrayed Jesus. What helped lead to that whole thing. He crucified Jesus afresh. And I don't know about you, but I have no plan to deny my Savior. I am not going to deny the power of my Savior, Jesus Christ. I fully believe and will keep believing. There's no doubt in me that he's real. Do I know why all these people struggled with unbelief? I don't know. Maybe they were just so amazed. Maybe because they were told he's not here, he is risen. And then he appeared to them. So, I honestly don't know why. So it's honestly something that I don't know. So it's something that I'm thinking about asking Jesus when we get to heaven. I'm going to be, well, Jesus, why did all those disciples and those ladies, why were they doubting you so much when you appeared to them after your resurrection? I wonder exactly what he's going to tell me. Why on earth they were so in disbelief of him. In one way they were so overjoyed, but in another way it was like they were still doubting. Now we read in John that when he appeared to him first time, Thomas wasn't there. Thomas apparently had something else to do that he thought was real important. Maybe he hadn't went to McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken. Well, Long John Silver's. Maybe he had went down to the Walmart to get some supplies. I don't know. They did not have Walmart, Kentucky Fried Chicken, or McDonald's in those days. That was 2,000 years ago. I was just trying to modernize it, I guess, just trying to picture what it could be. But I don't know why they were struggling with believing him about that. But then they finally believed, and it said after that he had been raised, they believed. And they not only believed, they worshipped him. And Peter, he had snuck into that tomb. He wanted to see full evidence. He was like, I won't believe until I see all the full evidence. Thomas, last night, in that account, in the account that we had read, Thomas did something similar. He had said that he wouldn't believe unless he could put his hands in Jesus' hands inside. And then he told Thomas, blessed are those who have not seen. He tells him, well, Thomas, you have seen. Now you believe because you've seen. He said, but blessed are those who have not seen, but they still choose to believe. So it's better to be able to believe in the first place and not be doubting in the first place than it is to not be believing and then see and then stop the doubting. Because when I know of miracles that happen in my life, I don't sit there and doubt it. I don't sit there and think, I don't think it's God that did it. No, I don't think it's God. Do you think it's God? No. Nope, I don't do that. Heavenly Father, I pray for these listeners tonight, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, whatever time zone they're on. Thankful for all of these listeners, many of which in these other countries, they're staying awake late into the night. Some of these places, it's like 2 a.m. 3 a.m. And I thank you, Lord God, that these people are tuned into this program, wherever they are, however they're tuned in. Thank you that you bless each and every one of them tonight for tuning into the program. Thank you that we will be doers of your word tonight, that we would always believe in you, rather than have all these doubts and apprehensions and all these other things. And, oh, it's not you. That we would, instead of all this doubting, that we would believe you. And that we would, in fact, be doers of what your word says to do. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see y'all tomorrow night. So long, everybody.